right, we're back, and it's Brian Garrity here with my host, Dr. Angela Moskovitz, every Wednesday through the month of May, and then we are retiring the Big Daddy Radio Hour here on ESPN 1700. That does not mean I'm retiring. My goodness, that would be such a nice thing. Although I love working with people. I'm not in the mode. I don't think
we'll
I'll ever
retire.
I
can't imagine.
I think that's the reason real estate and law and those types of professions I always gravitated toward. Because you could still, especially in real estate, you could be 80 years old and practicing as long as you're able-bodied. And imagine the kind of wealth of knowledge you have then. My goodness, having done it, like,
that's right.
I've been doing it since the, you know. Anyway,
all you whippersnappers don't understand.
You really want to get them. So I'm really excited today to have on some really special people, folks that I had the pleasure of meeting through my news work on Channel 6, San Diego Living, and they are the founders of what is called the Home Pro Show here in San Diego. They're going to be able to tell you all about it. I will tell you now that they are really very, very, very neat. You know, some people think that word's kooky. That's why I like to use it.
We can be neat.
Who said that? What is it? But I like it. They're neat.
We're also swell. We're swell, too.
They're swell. Yeah.
They're groovy.
You got it. By a nanosecond, we missed each other. We could have jinxed. But you are. You guys are just really outstanding, professional, entrepreneurial, ethical, and good all-around people.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have never heard one bad thing. And let me just tell you, meeting Sean a couple months ago really gave me some great insight into who you were. I felt like we had pretty much an immediate connection. And I'm really, really pleased to be a part of the Home Pro Network. And I thank you both for that. I think it's something that will be really good for all of us in the long run. And with that, let's talk about you two together. Now, is it okay if we tell the folks that you two are married?
Yes, we are.
Yes,
that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. We know. I mean, I work full time with my partner, so I get it. It takes its own life.
And, same here.
You know, I was going to say, you guys have this stuff as well.
My husband's an inventor, and I'm,
Now, speaking of this, and we're going to talk about Home Pro Show, but so I don't forget.
Okay.
Her husband invented something called Ember Deflector, which is something very, very, very important, I think.
For homes.
For homes, anywhere. Because most fires don't start from the big flames you see.
They start from the flying embers
flying through the air.
That's right.
And so he's invented this device that gets installed that actually prevents that. So houses around yours may burn down, but yours wouldn't because you would be insulated with, under most cases, I guess you can't make that as a blanket statement, but, and he's a really smart guy.
He's such a cool guy. Sorry, he's a groovy guy.
He's groovy.
Very, very passionate. I mean, when we had the fires in 07, you know, we got a reverse 911, and I'm gathering up the kids and I'm gathering up the dog, and my husband is on a ladder putting 2x4s over the holes that ventilate your attic space called e-vents. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's and we were right at the top of the what they call the wildland urban interface, and we were at the top of a canyon, and the fire's coming. Even if the fire wasn't on the house, those embers can fly up to a mile away.
Wow.
So it's very cool. So and it came from that. That was the inception of his idea, and he's got. I mean, we have the device. We're launching crowdfunding. Sorry, I'm kind of going on a spiel.
No, I'm really
excited. We're about to do crowdfunding for the project. I'm really excited.
What a great idea. Because I know I've seen that, too, in different fire situations, especially here in San Diego where wildfires are such an issue, to be able to have something like that. Because it is true. It's not the open flame that catches. It is the embers that fly in the wind.
Right. Yep. And it's one of those things that we've done for the last 2 years on this program. Obviously, I'm a real estate agent. And obviously, it started out as a real estate show. Which in June, you will find that it's going to go back to 1 hour of real estate every week. So good luck to them. It will follow the Mr. Credit Hour, who's awesome, Derek Evans. You guys were able to meet him in the hall. He's done some really fantastic things. And so you've got Ray Lucia in the morning. Then you've got Derek, who talks about a wide array of things, but usually real estate's on there. And then again at 1 o'clock, there was real estate again. And I found after the first or second show that that just, to me, didn't make sense for me as the host.
Right. So it's a little redundant.
Right.
So we kind of morphed it into a
lifestyle show. And it really took off. And we've got a great number of listeners. We announced early retirement last week. I got several angry emails like, where are you going? What do you mean? What is this great radio debate? There will be something on Fridays. It's still in the works, but there will be a debate type program, and I'll be a part of that panel. I'm obviously a part of Home Pro Show, which is actually airing on Channel 6 CW as well, completely just a fluke that had nothing to do with us meeting, but it is a fluke that that happened. And
I love when those things happen. Yeah, it's so serendipitous.
It was really
Kismet.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm so glad to meet Heather today because
yeah,
we've been going back and forth and all fun stuff. And I just know good things are set to happen, you know. And sometimes something does have a shelf life. And I would rather step aside when things are going so well rather than trying to continue and then maybe have a downturn. And let's see, because you folks may be surprised at the folks that we've been contacted by in terms of what other opportunities are out there.
It's so, like this is a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Transitioning.
Yes.
We're not going anywhere.
You may be very surprised on some really cool things that are going to happen. And so,
and we'll keep in touch.
And we definitely, definitely. So back to you guys, the important ones here today. I want you guys are you both from the Arizona area?
Well, I'm originally from Southern California. Grew up in the Los Angeles area, but we met in Phoenix,
Arizona.
I grew up in Arizona.
Okay. I would call Arizona my home.
Yeah,
you don't claim Idaho.
Chandler.
But I did go to ASU, so I got to give a shout out there to.
Hey, all my nieces and nephews went to ASU. My brothers both live in Chandler, so when they moved to Arizona many years ago, we were all like, what are you doing? My one brother moved there in the 70s. So having grown up there, you've seen all the changes that have happened.
It's changed a ton.
Right?
Now, real estate there was one thing, and that really changed a lot there.
Oh, amazing.
They built out
so.
Everywhere that you could possibly build.
You know, and when you live in a place like Phoenix, nothing's really just down the street, although it is, but those are long streets. It's not like down the street in San Diego. It's like down the street.
Yeah.
You know? So, but it's a great place to be from. Lots of great people. You guys decided you were working at Clear Channel, Sean.
Yep.
Heather, you were working at Clear Channel.
I was at Bonneville.
Yeah. You told me on the hall. What were you doing at Bonneville Radio?
Well, I worked for a news talk station, and that's how what we do with the Home Pro Show really came about. One of my biggest clients there was a referral network called Rosie on the House there that I worked with for a lot of years, and the homeowners in Arizona, they wouldn't go to anybody else unless you were a Rosie certified home improvement company. So you had to really get approved by them for people to trust you. And I really enjoyed that. I loved working with the company.
And then, we came here and we saw that you know, I came here with Clear Channel as was a VP at Clear Channel for a long time. And we saw that there was a niche in the market. There was nobody doing what they were doing in Phoenix. And we looked around and said, you know, home improvement's a great category to be in. There's so many different things you can do. And we also saw that there's such a risk for people to be taken advantage of by people that may not be the best or most scrupulous contractors or people that may not be the most experienced, say, in realty, for example.
Right.
And so we decided to start something where we could, A, entertain people on the show and B, have a fun show a lot like you have here, but also say, let's connect the homeowners and the consumers to the very, very best people in every category. And that's actually how we met, if I can tell that story, is that we almost work 100% off referrals, where somebody will tell me, hey, here's the best person in this particular category. And so we were talking about real estate, and that's how your name came up multiple times.
Thank you.
And so we were directed to you, and we have a very, very thorough certification and approval process, which you pass with flying colors, of course.
Thank you.
And so that's an example of what we do, is we say, here is the very best in this particular category, in your case, real estate, and we bring you on the show to talk about those things and then connect the consumer.
Right, and that's on the show you can hear,
yep.
The Home Pro Show. It's on Saturdays on Kogo from
9 to 10.
Yep.
AM 600.
Sorry, ESPN, but that's the radio station it's on. Saturdays, Kogo, 9 to 10 AM. Variety of topics. Make sure you tune in. AM 600.
Okay. AM 600.
All right. So next thing we have coming up is the break. When we get back from the break, I do want to talk about how this home improvement network, how this home improvement model that you've set up, how that's kind of like an Angie's List, but without a subscription fee.
Yep, and local.
And local, and everybody likes things without a fee. Okay, folks, we're going to go to break. You're on ESPN 1700 AM. You're on the Big Daddy Radio Hour. We have 3 shows left. Let's make them count. We'll be back in a minute.
Got him.
Oh, man, I just caught my Britney right there. What are we going to do on Wednesdays? I guess I'll just have to get in my car and do it.
That's right.
We're in the office.
Give me a call.
Well, we're out, yeah. Hey, after lunch, we're out showing properties, you know, just all depending. Out selling properties and listing them. We're on ESPN 1700 AM. This is Brian Garrity, your host, with Dr. Angela Moskovitz. And we have a really great panel today. We have Sean and Heather Johnson, who have been, were in Arizona, and now they are in San Diego, and they've been here. Sean's a Southern California native, like myself. Heather, Arizona native.
Arizona, yes.
Okay, so she gave her a shout out there. But that's good. That's good. But we want to talk about this company. So we saw the need in the home design business and anything home related.
Anything home related.
But we saw that so many people get so taken advantage of in so many ways that it's crazy. I mean, it really is. You know, and a lot of people are inclined to want to go with maybe your first choice or, you know, something that, and I always try to say, like, if something seems too good to be true, probably is. Yeah. And maybe it isn't, but check it out. You know, I always dig deeper, especially if something on the surface appears to be too good. So what you guys have done is you've been able to assemble teams of professionals in each area and have lockdown on the categories. So not just anyone can get in.
Yep.
You limit the number of people that can come in. And that's the way it should be done because you also, like you said, go through an extensive screening process. So anyone on your list has been initially vetted so that they have been deemed to be acceptable. So whether you go with 2 or 3 estimates from people that are on your list or just you meet that first person like Greg Cantor, who does a great job in home remodeling and redesign. I mean, I can just see where you make that connection. But if you make that connection and you're thinking, geez, like I've only talked to this one person, but you've talked to this one person who's also been vetted out by people who do not want themselves to have been in a bad situation. And you were sharing with me a story about something that happened to you both individually. Why don't we talk about that right now? And we'll bounce back to the company.
When we first moved, we moved from Arizona. We moved to Coronado. We didn't know a lot of companies in San Diego, and we had some rugs that needed to be cleaned. And we just used Google. You know, we Googled a company. They looked great on their website. Everything looked wonderful. We called them. They came out, gave us a quote. Ended up taking the rugs, and we never saw the rugs again after that.
And a down payment.
Wow, that's crazy.
And it turned out that it was, as we did a little digging, we had to get the police involved because they stole. I mean, they're pretty nice rugs.
Yeah.
They're very nice rugs. And they, what had happened was it was the guy's father's company, and the father was older and. The younger guy had problems in his life of one kind or another. We can kind of, you know, connect the dots with that. And he, basically was just stealing things from people and taking the money, whatever he could get and run. And we felt so taken advantage of and so violated in that way. And it was because we didn't know where to go. We should have probably done more due diligence than we did, but we were, at the mercy of whatever came up on Google and just kind of random. So what that was one of the big things that spurred us to say there's got to be a way that we can start something here in San Diego where the best of the best get together and say, this company is a quality company just like we are. This company is a quality company like we are. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier the Angie's lists and those kinds
right,
of things,
right.
which serve a purpose, the review sites and those things, the Yelps of the world. But with those, what it is, it's they call it peer-to-peer reviews, and it's people reviewing. But a lot of companies have figured out how to game that system because
oh,
you
yeah.
can hire people
oh, yeah.
in
this
India or Pakistan to be
sure.
able to go do a bunch of reviews for you. Mm-hmm. And there's ways to control those reviews. There's also a whole thing about whether you pay the company or not mm-hmm. and how the reviews show up. So rather than take that approach and kind of just letting the crowd's voice who they feel is good and knowing that the crowd's that can be controlled, we said, why don't we go back and identify who we know are very, very high quality companies and assemble a team of who we feel are the best of the best mm-hmm. and then let them almost curate and say, this company is acceptable. We know them. We've worked with them. This other company, however, they don't belong in our network.
Mm-hmm. So, and you have turned people away from the network.
Many people.
Yeah.
I want people to know that you have turned away many people that want to participate.
People come to us cash in hand and saying, I want to be an approved home pro. And if you don't pass the approval process, you are not a part of the network.
Right.
So that's very, very critical to us because our philosophy is if we make one good referral, somebody might tell their neighbor or their friend. Sure. If we make one bad referral, mm-hmm. everybody is going to know about it. It's our
that's
reputation
right.
that's at stake and the reputation of all the pros that are in the network. So mm-hmm. one of the things we do, and I think this is very, very critical, is when somebody wants to join the network, for example, Brian, when we invited you in and we came together, we sent out a message to everybody, all the pros that have already been in our network, and you have to be voted in unanimously from that group of people, them saying, yes, I'm familiar with this company, this person, their quality, they belong with us. So that's just
so, like,
one of the steps.
Cross-check.
That's
great. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
great.
Because everybody in the industry knows one another, too.
Right.
So then, you know, if they may not have worked with that company, but they know somebody that has. Mm-hmm. So that's
yeah, it's
very
got that
important.
Big city, small town right. factor in San Diego. That's why, you know... You just always want to treat people. Sounds like your mother, but I mean, like, you know, I was raised, you always want to treat people the way that you want to be treated.
Yes,
and
right,
I
right.
think that that's a big lesson that a lot of people need to learn.
Absolutely.
I'm always, you know what I'm always mortified about is you'll be in line at like a store, or maybe even running into like a 7-Eleven, just anything. And there'll be these teenagers. And I know everyone has their teenage years and their teenage moments, but I don't quite remember teenagers talking to people the way they tend to do now when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're all around the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we are. I think we are.
A little bit older.
Well, but still, we're very close. But I think that that's really changed
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
just, you know, what's it going to become 10 years more from now?
Right.
You know, there was something on about corporal punishment and all this other stuff. It's like, look. Whatever gets the kids, my parents mm-hmm. weren't spankers, so I, mm-hmm. but, you know, I probably deserved it, but my parents, they weren't the type to physically spank, but I'm not saying that necessarily that's a wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a child that wants to continue to run out in the street, and you live on a main busy highway, and they no and screaming no and timeouts aren't working, maybe they deserve a little bump on the bum. I'm not saying beat your child, for God's sake. You got to be so careful, though, how you say anything these days, right?
Oh, it's so true. Well, and you know, my goodness, my kids grew up with a mom who's a child psychologist, so they like to work me. Watch out, Mom, I'm calling CPS. Oh, yeah. They know me down there.
Just one of the things that we do. So I got, going back, Angie's
anyway.
List is a fee-based. It's
yes.
fee-based.
Right.
So in order for someone to join Angie's List, you're having to pay a fee. You can go to your company. The consumer, there is no fee.
No fee.
And what a great starting point, because so many mm-hmm. people will take the Yellow Pages, or if those even exist, to go online, the online version of the Yellow Pages, or Google and all that stuff, to go try to find a handyman or, you mm-hmm. know.
It's so hard.
It's hard. It's yeah. hard.
It's overwhelming
and
for people.
And let me, like a handyman, for example, mm-hmm. even with me being in real estate, I get constant, do you know a handyman? Do you know somebody who's good? And you know, yes, I do. I found a couple that are consistently good, but early on in the business, mm-hmm. when they first meet you and, you know, they want right. to court you and get your business, you know, it's hard. And then they would do one job really good, one job really bad. Luckily, Wes's dad is a third-generation contractor. So I'd always be able to run by any situations we were having. But what I love about this list that you've done and the way – and you're out there. You're present in the community. You're
right.
Not just sitting behind some closed door. You know, you're actually putting out a product that you are spending and investing a lot of time in. And you're looking for the best of the best, which I think is so appreciated. And I think it's going to take off. I really do.
And where you've do people find it?
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's
a great
question.
Where do
people find it?
Online, it's at approvedhomepros.com is where you can. We can also put in the homeproshow.com if you want to, because that's the name of the show. But so you can get to there are two different ways. We also have a toll-free number that's 24 hours a day. You can call 855-840-APRO. And a person right here in San Diego answers that phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
And no matter what your need is, we're going to talk to you, find out what it is, and connect you with the pro. And we've had some fairly off-the-wall calls before, people asking for things that we don't have covered in our network. We will drop what we're doing, and we will go research it and find that for somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Good people. These are good people. They're
How
here
many
to help
companies
San Diegans.
Do you know that does that?
No.
Yikes.
Are you kidding? Or they'd be wanting to send it to their buddy. But that's what I'm saying. You guys are good people with a product that, you know, and having the media background, that was great. Because in order to launch this, you really tied this into, you've got, you appear on the San Diego Living. You have the Kogo radio show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On 600 a.m.
600.
So, you know, people can get all kinds of good information. All those early birds up on Saturday listening to the show. Getting
ready to be a weekend warrior, do the home improvements.
Yes, you know. And I mean, that is a true thing. A lot of people that are doing home improvement probably are up listening to that kind of stuff around that hour.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons we chose that time frame is because that is what people get up and want to start working.
That's
right. One thing I want to say, too, is that people may be asking this question, you know, with us getting taken advantage of by the company with the rugs and us being with a media background, we may not sound like we know that much about home improvement. And I will plead guilty to that. I am not a home improvement expert personally, or at least I wasn't one when we started. I think I've learned a lot since then. But that's why we assembled the team we did. Greg Cantor, from a lot of people may know him as the owner of Murray Lampert Design Build Remodel. Murray Lampert's been serving this community forever.
Yes.
He is our resident expert. He's on the show every week with us, and there's nothing that man can't answer when it comes to home improvement. And his company has such a stellar record. They are multiple BBB Torch Award winner.
All right, folks, we got to take a break, and you're on ESPN 1700 AM. You're here with my co-host, Dr. Angela Moskovitz, and we also have Sean Johnson and Heather Johnson from the Home Pro Show. We'll be right back. We have lots more to talk about. Stay tuned. All righty, folks. You know when you hear that in the background, Brian Garrity is back on ESPN 1700 AM. Here today with my host, Dr. Angela Moskovitz, and just two really fantastic, ethical, smart, forward-thinking individuals here to help homeowners in San Diego. And you know, as a full-time realtor that does a decent amount of business, that makes me happy because I see how many people struggle trying to get home improvement projects done. As I was saying earlier, who can call it? Can they call it a handyman, roofer, electrician? You know, soon an ember deflector to keep those houses protected.
Bless your heart. Thank you.
I mean, yes.
A little plug for ember.
ember deflector is a big thing. We've talked about it on the show previously. The thing that I find is with everything moving toward the internet, and we were talking about how people can pay for all kinds of stuff. I didn't know like you could pay for people to do this or like this or do that. And I just find that to be incredibly misleading. You know, we were really blessed to get the number of likes we have. But it's something we didn't really promote. And I know a lot of people will promote it and pay for it. And to me, that's just so genuinely inauthentic. It just is. It's like you want authenticity there. So
it's manipulation.
It really is. And you know where I'm most disappointed, and I didn't understand, but Wes had pointed it out about Yelp. about the way, if you're not a regular reviewer, your great review about somebody might get smashed down into the bottom, or they filter it out somehow. Wow. Just because you don't have time to sit there and be writing about every business and every restaurant and every taco that you ate and every time you had your teeth cleaned. Although, if you do need a dentist, I will tell you the best dentist in town is Dr. John Castle. He's in Mission Valley. He is an amazing, amazing, amazing dentist. Amazing. I mean, my best friend was our dentist, but he's gone on to bigger and better things. He's VP of BioLase, which is a laser dental technology company. He was on the forefront of laser dentistry. He can actually do your root canal, God forbid you would ever need one, with the dental laser. It's just really amazing. So all of that pain and all of that drama that you were previously associated with are gone. But Dr. Castle is a great guy, and somebody that I highly recommend, John Castle in Mission Valley. If you're looking for a dentist, he's A++.
Sounds like it's worth the drive.
It would be. Yeah, especially. And, you know, we're not somebody, we don't bring people on to, people don't pay to come on to the show. Mm-mm. They never have. I would never have that be the case. You know, other people may be operating the show differently in the future. That's fine. But I definitely find that to be very inauthentic. For people to pay to have to come onto the show. Or if they are coming, or if they are paying to be on the show, then, you know, say you're doing an advertorial. That's why when I have you guys on, there's no advertorial about it. I don't have any end game where I need you to pay me to cover my costs.
It's almost been our mission, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
We've covered.
There's so much mistrust and manipulation out there, and it's to bring as many authentic, good, stellar professionals table and share them with our listeners.
Kind of like what you guys have done with the Home Pro Show.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the part that's why I was genuinely immediately attracted to the whole concept. I just felt like these guys are right up my alley. Plus, you and I had a really great connection. Then when I started emailing with Heather, I'm like, I like these two. They're good people. And it comes through. It really does. That there's not that salesy, like, let me eat up all your time, and this is what we're going to do for you. It's like, no, here's what our setup is. And you and I strategized, collectively you guys did at home as well, but collectively strategized about me being the real estate person. And there are some categories where that was just an exclusive lockdown. But in general, on the home improvement, the Home Pro Show, you guys will have some other, and we'll all work together on building that network. But it's, I say, a local-based company with local-based providers that you can jump online, get their information that way. You could call, give them the number again, 24 hours a day. Here's a number right out of Sean Johnson's mouth from the Home Pro Show. Say it, John. Say it, Sean.
855-840-A-PRO. That's 2776.
All right,
855-840-A-PRO. APRO, and APRO is 2776 if you're working in an old Crackberry or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. So, and you know that our shows are always archived on BigDaddyRadio.com. We will not be taking the site down. We'll leave the site there so that people can go back, find their old shows, reference back to it. So we'll leave that up and running for, I'd say, probably a good year or two. You know, it's part of our category. It's our work product, and we own that. So we will definitely do that. I will say that lawyers, title, and escrow, if you're in a real estate transaction, are absolutely the best company you could ever want to use. They were part of this recent five-layer deep transaction that I was telling people about. That I'm telling you now, not very many people can pull off a transaction when there's five different transactions. Every one of those transactions had a contingent sale, which means party A had to sell their house before they could buy party B. Party B had to sell their house before they could buy party C. Party C had to buy their house before they could buy party D. And then Party E was the top person. Everything below him needed to fall in place so that the domino didn't get pulled out. So I really, that was, made me feel good to really manage that process and see it come to fruition and close today. Also, Janice Flo, who is an escrow officer here in San Diego, she was also part of the transaction. And, you know, we use lawyers, title and escrow. We've used Five Star Title and Escrow. They were big funders of the show in the beginning, and, you know, their thing changed a little bit. But Janice Flo over at the escrow company, it's escaping me, but I will get that for you because she was really awesome. And First California Escrow, I wanted to call it FCE. I just couldn't remember what that acronym stood for. So Janice Flo from First California Escrow, we're giving you lots of love because the escrow company is kind of like your intermediary. Mm-hmm. They're there to kind of make sure all the moving parts go together. So that's why someone like Lawyers Title at the end part, they make sure that things get recorded and done. I mean, just a powerful group of people that we've worked with and been mm-hmm. very blessed with over the last 2 years. Yeah. Now, back to the Home Pro Show. When can we see you on San Diego Living?
We're on San Diego Living every Monday. We do the home improvement feature with them. It's generally right at the very beginning of the show, right around 9 o'clock, a little bit after. So every Monday, actually, we're going to be on this Friday. We have a special feature we're going to do with Ace Hardware Friday, mm-hmm. talking about the new paint studios for Ace Hardware. So we'll be on 9 o'clock on Friday morning. So you can people can see us there. One thing I want to say, too, is that I'm so excited about your coming on board with us with the Home Pro Show, because what people can expect there, your first show with us is going to be on the 17th. And people will be able
and
to
that's
learn
on Kogo.
On Kogo.
Yeah, Kogo, folks. First by 9 a.m. Don't worry, we'll be plugging it.
Is people will be able to hear from you all the information that they need about buying, selling, staging, all the different areas that right. are important. And then we set up a system where you're going to be calling in on a regular basis, too, to the show to be able to give tips and information. So
that's
I think
great.
We're bringing a whole new level of service in the real estate area to the listeners of our show, don't you think, Heather?
Yes, we are, yeah. No, we're excited about it.
Yeah, we are, too. I think it's going to be a good thing. On the days that I call in, I better use some saltwater gargle, too, so I don't sound like an old whiskey drinking. No, I don't know. Some people don't get that morning voice, but I have the worst morning voice. It's been ever since I had all that
hormone
drama.
I can give you tips from singing. Well, the things that we do.
Fosse La Ti Do, you should tell me.
No, really.
Because Angie, she'll have to send you a video. She is a really great singer. So
it's now, my other personality.
This is the thing that I wonder. So here is Sean and Heather. You're in Phoenix. You're sitting there. You get this transfer to San Diego. You come first and then Heather follows, or did you both come at the same time?
Oh, that was such a pain. I came out first, and for what was it, 3 months?
About 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, I was flying back. Yeah, I'd fly back on Friday afternoon, spend the weekend with her and the kids, and then fly back here on late Sunday. And then the worst part was we moved the furniture out here. You were living in our house there with basically no furniture for what?
Oh, my goodness.
A couple of weeks? A week?
Yeah, it was about two weeks, just the way I ended my job there. It was better. It was toward the later part of the year, so it was better for me to push out the end of the year there for bonus reasons.
Yeah, there you go. That's my girl, my book. My girl, I like it. You know, wait, there goes another bonus star.
It was so sad, though, because it was her and our dog Roxy sitting alone in this big old house with no furniture.
Oh, but I was getting ready to move to Coronado. What can you, I was fine
place.
With that.
Such a great place. Living in Coronado is just an amazing, it's a lifestyle.
San Diego in general.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people from Phoenix, San Diego is their escape.
It's the promised land.
Yeah, it really is. So, so then you're here for 3 months, regardless of, you know, Clear Channel brought you out here. You were vice president, one of the senior vice presidents, but you had a very daunting job because part of your job was assessing the success of the shows and the programming and what was working and what wasn't. And that's not always a popular guy to be. In fact, it's probably the least popular guy that you could be when you come into, especially a town like San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Where you've got small town, big city. Mm-hmm. I don't care what network they worked at or what media buyer they worked at, if they were at Ronnie Hicks or who knows where. But all these, you know, flip over agencies that, you know, not just from the show perspective, but even on the media end, all those people all know each other because they bounce back and forth from station to station. Yeah. So, I mean, I give you a lot of kudos because that was brave, you know, to come out and have to do that. I don't know. It would be hard for me. What about you, Heather? Could you do that?
I couldn't do it, no.
Yeah, it'd be hard. I'd be like, oh, let me see how we can make it work. I don't know.
It was not not an easy deal. Yeah, that they brought me in. It was kind of a turnaround situation with some of the things we needed to do. Mm. And it wasn't fun. And one of the first lessons I really learned about San Diego. It's a big city, but it is a small town.
I'm telling you.
It really is.
That's why you have to do people right.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, folks. We have our last break for this session, and then we'll be back. And you're on Big Daddy Radio. How can you get a hold of Big Daddy Radio? You can email brian@bigdaddyradio.com. We know you know the email address. Thank you to the over 276 emails we received last week about us retiring the show. That really made me very emotional to go through. I think it was almost like 300 if you count up till today. Anyways, we'll be back in a minute, folks. Hang in there. ESPN 1700 AM. Should be coming to San Diego here in a couple weeks, but it'll be after our show's retired, so we won't be able to do our update and what happened at the Gaga show. We were able to keep everybody up to date about all the concerts we like to go to. We always get great emails. Again, you can email us, Brian with a Y, at bigdaddyradio.com. We've got a couple shows left after this, and then we're retiring, but to go on to bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. You'll see us here on Fridays in the real estate debate. So you'll see a very different side of me. I find that part to be exciting because Daddy certainly will definitely speak his mind. And I only do so because if you're not authentic, don't bother. You know, you hear somebody talking and you can tell it comes out of a can. It's like, put the top back on and go away. I don't want to listen to I provide great customer service. Well, if you don't, what the heck are you doing even trying to get my business? You know, it'd be like, so what sets you apart from all the other agents? Well, I give good customer service and I syndicate your listing out to websites. No. Folks, you have to have an agent that treats your house like a unique business proposition. That's how I handle it. Because there's no two houses that are the same. They're just not. And you need to know what the seller motivation is. Once you're in contract, you know what the buyer motivation is. So we're going to have a chance on Kogo 600 a week from Saturday to really talk about some meaty stuff. I mean, actually, once we do that one, it's going to be like, I know it'll be a while before we come on again. We can do the tips, but I could see that turning into more than just a one segment thing for sure. And San Diego Living, but we'll talk about that as time goes on. The people that I want you to say the phone number again, they can call the number 24/7 if they're feeling like they don't want to go on the computer. I'm going to let Sean give us the number one more time.
It's 855-840-APRO, and APRO is 2776, or you can always find us at approvedhomepros.com.
Okay, or you can look up the Home Pro Show on Google, and it'll probably come up
It'll come right up.
They're all over the place.
Facebook, Twitter.
You're going to find them, and you're gonna just be really glad that you did. Because it's a really hard area for people. It is, when you're doing home improvement projects and finding a contractor and all that good stuff. So we were talking about your move here. You guys came from Arizona. You moved out here first for 3 months. Left Heather to finish out her job and do the right thing.
With the dog and no furniture.
Collect those year-end bonuses. Although that floor had to get, it was Arizona in the winter. Actually, the floor could have got cold. But you at least had a bed, right?
An air mattress.
Oh, my God. You were ready.
She was roughing it.
What part of Arizona were you living in?
We were near Squaw Peak. Do you know where it's?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of the Biltmore district.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. My family lives there.
So I know, and Angie's family lives there. Everybody's got family in Phoenix, it seems. It's a big city.
It's a big city. Growing.
Yeah, big
growing
market.
City. A big, like, hot city, though.
It is a hot city.
And I don't think, like Sean hit it on the head, it's not the type of city where it's big town, small city. Like San Diego, you can talk about XYZ, and they're like, yeah, I know him, or yeah, I've seen him, or I mean, it's amazing, him or her, but it's amazing how much it just circles back around.
It's so different. You know, when I was there, the station that I was running there, my top salesperson had been there the longest, had been on that station for 10 years, working with his reps about with his customers about 10 years. When I got here, I had people working for the same radio station for 30 years, and
wow.
And with those relationships that go back that far. And it is such a different city in that way, where people work together for a very, very long time. And it creates a different business environment, different social environment, too. I like it for that reason.
Yeah. Mm. San Diego is, hands down, America's finest. So, you know, they coined that years ago, and I'm telling you, it really is America's finest city. That when you're on there and when somebody does find a pro that they want to do, what is the process after that? Do they click on? Is there like a contact form that pops up?
Well, there's
up?
An easy right on there. There's a scroll down menu. So whether you're looking for air conditioning or a plumbing company or real estate, it's real easy to go ahead and push that little tab, and then it will, you click on real estate and it will take you right. It'll show the Garrity Group, and there's an easy contact form right there. Yes, easy, just to fill out all your information.
Perfect.
And it goes directly to you, Brian.
And then, so they're real time.
Yep, yep. They can contact somebody right directly there. We find a lot of people do that. We also find a lot of people will look at our information, and there's links back over to the other person's website, the company's website, and people will sometimes call them directly.
Right.
What the promise that we always give people is we are never going to take the information that you send to us when you're connecting and sell it to any lists or do it in any other way. And another key thing, too, is when we make a referral to somebody, say somebody calls us in the 855-840 a pro line or online, we will contact that consumer back after a period of time and say, what was your experience like with the person we referred you to?
So there's a constant rechecking from the initial checking of the pros. So that's important.
And actually, we have done that since the very beginning, and it's one way that we can make sure that the people that we believed on the front end to be the best in the business truly walk that walk once we refer them out. So it's a very important step.
Right, because every pro has to sign a code of ethics that they have to follow.
Right.
And that's what we get to double check it that way, just to make sure that everybody's getting the call back like they're promised, the service like they're promised.
Right, everything. And like you said, it's a good checks and balance, and it's an ongoing checks and balance. Yeah. So it's not like a one-time bang, so to speak. Could use a better term, I guess. But it's not like a one-time bang where, like, you sign up, you vetted them, okay, now 2 years have gone by, and who knows, you know, maybe their service has gone downhill or what have you. You're checking to make sure, and there's always two sides to every story. I mean, then as intermediaries, you guys can help vet all that stuff out.
And we do a lot of that, where we'll make sure that everything is the way that it's supposed to be, really the consumers who we're looking out for in that case. The other thing I want to say, too, besides all of these things, and I love this show. Thank you for having us on.
You're welcome.
And
the fun.
It's great.
It's when you listen to the Home Pro Show, what our goal from the beginning was to inform you and make you laugh and smile in equal measures. So you're going to learn a lot, but you're also, it's a part of a family, and it's a great group of people that are together. And we do events where we'll go out and we'll have people come and meet us for different things that are generally charitable focused. And we also do fun contests, like Heather's out doing a thing. Right, she's known as Home Improvement Heather when she's out there.
I like that. Home Improvement Heather.
Where she's giving away free cash at a different Frazee Paint every Saturday morning at 9. We keep the location secret until right before we go on air. And then we say, okay, this week's location is X. Uh-huh. And the first 10 people that go there.
Race to get there.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and they could open up a paint can. There's 10 different cans with different amounts of money in it. So the first 10 people get free cash guaranteed.
Interesting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I don't know if you watched Flipping Out, but we did reach out to Jeff Lewis, who has a new paint line that's out as well. So, although with, you know, us coming up here, we'll see, but they may be on before the end of the month. More importantly, we're working to get Tamara and Eddie on so before we retire so that they can catch us up. If you've been watching Real Housewives of Orange County, it airs on Bravo's at 9 a.m. Check your local listings. Flipping Out with Jeff Lewis and the family. They have their season finale on Wednesday, which is tonight. You can catch that on Bravo as well. For those of you who don't understand. I'm a definite Bravo-holic. And, you know, they have this new phenomenon called the People's Couch, where what they're doing is they're just videotaping people watching the shows that are on TV and their reaction to the shows. Mm. So it's interesting to see the kind of stuff that's developed in TV and everywhere else. I'm like, some really exciting things can be happening. So while there's mixed emotions of stepping down from this show, and that's exactly what it was my choice, but it's still like we have so many listeners that have built up and can be count on
it's
us.
It's a mixed bag.
It is.
It's really the right thing, but we're really sad.
Yeah, we are. Because they're in the office listening, and we get requests from people at the office. We love your show. Keep it up. And so just know we're not leaving you purposefully. There's a bigger plan here. I will be on San Diego Living a week from tomorrow. It was on last Thursday for those of you who tuned in. And we'll be back next Thursday. We will be on the Home Pro Show on Kogo at 9 a.m. and it's 600 a.m. That's on every week, folks. So you want to get all this great information about homes, designing, maintenance, you name it. They're going to cover it. Great group of people here that own it. I'm very blessed to have met Sean and Heather Johnson. Heather is the president of the
company. I am the president, and I will bring him often of that.
There you go. So Sean is the worker bee. And, of course, Angela Moskovitz has been so wonderful in giving her time each week and us doing this show. So as we sign off this week, remember, we love you. We are not deserting you. We will be around. Watch for Brian Garrity, Angela Moskovitz, and others. And you may just be surprised where we turn
up.
Where
we pop up.
All good. Check your local listings because you never know. There could be something reality in works even. Okay, folks. I said it. And we need to go. Anything you guys want to add, Sean, Heather?
Thank you for having us on.
Yep. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. And Angie, you know I love you. And listeners, we definitely love you. XO, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday.